JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, over 100 projects registered for Labor Day, and later a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
For the 2017-18 financial year, the Legal Aid Clinics and Council completed 2,117 matters in parish courts, ended 430 gun matters, and completed 550 circuit matters. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
By now, all the groundwork would have already been done to ensure a successful Labor Day, chock full of activities requiring us to roll up our sleeves and work. Some corporate companies, such as Digicel and Sagicor, are supporting the national and parish projects, giving the extra funds and manpower needed to get the job done right. Culture Minister Olivia Grange, who also oversees the Labor Day Planning Secretariat, says while it is nearly impossible to quantify the support from the private sector, a significant amount of money and other resources have been made available. Digicel has donated approximately $1 million towards the Ramping Schools project, while undertaking its own initiative to outfit facilities that cater to people with special needs.
Digicel's focus is the Ramping School project, Tourism Enhancement Fund, of course, the National Health Fund, the National Education Trust, China Harbor Engineering Company, and Berger Paints. But I want to publicly thank the sponsors, thank private sector, and it's a partnership, a public-private partnership, and it's a wonderful example to set.
Ms. Grange adds that other private companies have reached out to the secretariat, and the total amount will be ascertained after Labor Day. Government sponsors include the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the National Health Fund with an initial sponsorship amount of $2.5 million towards the National Health Project, and the National Education Trust towards the National Education Project in St. Anne. Now, all that's left is for volunteers to turn up and offer their time and effort so that Jamaica may increase in beauty, fellowship, and prosperity.
Labor Day this year is focused on building ramps in schools and sprucing up health centers. Your participation in one of the many projects islandwide means you're contributing to goal number one of Vision 2030 Jamaica, or National Development Plan, aimed at ensuring Jamaicans are empowered to achieve their fullest potential.
You see great too there, sir. It's a one that must say, don't do it.
Girl, the way I'm happy if I make mistake.
You must proud of Lisa, though.
If a social go on, no. You can't imagine university.
By the way, you have money?
No, my dear. That's why me and Kevin plan for use the land title for go get a loan down at the bank.
What? You can do that?
But away you there. That's why we make sure we pay off the loan and collect the title from HAJ. Your land title is more than just a piece of paper, you know. It's proof that the land is your one and them key are on your.
May I forgot to call HAJ tomorrow for find out how me can get my title?
Pay for your land. Collect your title. Secure your future. Call the Housing Agency of Jamaica today at 968-7522-4 or visit hajl.gov.jm.
It's now time for a childcare tip. There is something in every child that makes them unique. Find it, acknowledge it, and affirm them. That tip was brought to you by the JIS and the National Child Month Committee. On our community notice board, the Students' Loan Bureau, SLB, is reminding new and returning tertiary students that the deadline to apply for funding is May 31. Applications for targeted loans are to be completed online at slbja.com. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Work hard and walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.